And of course, we have Nurse Joyce Riley with us and your phone calls. We'll do all that in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Joyce, are we getting other reports from other soldiers from other countries that have been in Afghanistan or Iraq? Are they coming down with the same thing that the Weekly had?
You're talking about the coalition, alleged coalition forces that we have?
Yes.
We're not hearing that much. The UK soldiers, we were hearing it from them. They are about as sick as our soldiers are, but that's about all we've got over there. I mean, I think we've got four Danes and, you know, three Scandinavians, but I think that's about it, you know? We really don't have that many in the way of the coalition soldiers, so it's not like in the first Desert Storm,
right,
where we had a lot of coalition soldiers at the time, where we had French and on and on and on. We don't now. But there are sick Canadian soldiers and there are sick UK soldiers. Yes, definitely.
All right. To the phones we go, east of the Rockies. Terry in Louisville, Kentucky. We'll get you going. Hi, Terry. Go ahead.
Good morning, George. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Hi, Dr. Really good show. I'm a former veteran. I served Marine Corps in 1979 through 85.
Thank you for serving, Terry.
And I hurt my knee real bad and while I was in the service, and I'm not getting any compensation for it. I was wondering if I could still get compensation for it.
What does he do, Joyce?
Well, Terry, I have to tell you, compensation is not my issue. Trying to hold their feet to the fire is what I've been doing. But go to Gulf War Vets website. There is a board there where they do have some people that are helping vets with compensation issues, because you know it's so difficult to know how to go about it, and you got to say the right words and do the right thing. So go to the Gulf War vets.com website, the one that's linked with tonight's show, and there are some people there that can help you better than I.
GulfWarVets.com. Okay, last year I'm in St. Louis and I wanted to renew my military ID card because I like it. I like traveling with it. It was more convenient than a driver's license. And, you know, I put 9 years in the Navy and I went to get it replaced and the lady grabbed the card and she said, well, you didn't retire. And I said, well, no, you retire at 20 years. I did my 9 years and I got out. And she said, okay, so you didn't retire. And I said, that's right. So she kept it because it had expired, and she never gave me a new one and said, they don't do that anymore. Have you ever heard anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, they don't provide new ones anymore. And, you know, it's not pro-military. I mean, I think you and I are more pro-military than the military is.
She wouldn't even give it back to me for me as like a souvenir.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
It really is sad.
Let's go to Eric in Syracuse, New York, first-time caller. Eric, welcome to the program.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I had a question for your guest. I'm actually a Navy vet, and I heard her mention the anthrax vaccine, and that was one of the vaccines among numerous other ones I received before heading overseas, and been having, you know, since I got out, just horrible, horrible depression, you know, nightmares like you wouldn't believe, and didn't know if there were any connections that she's aware of between some of the vaccines and, you know, issues like that.
Well, let me just say, and thank you for your service, it's real hard to say from a causation standpoint what causes what. The problem is you were probably exposed, depending on where you were, to a lot of different things, whether it was the oil well fires, chemicals, biologicals. I mean, you probably were exposed to maybe a lot of the chemicals and biologicals and didn't even know it to a very low extent or low degree. And the problem is that these troops are coming back with things like you're describing, depression, headache, just you're just not like you were before you went, and you can't get an answer. So what do? You go to the VA, and they tell you, well, you know, you need Prozac, Zoloft, Wellbutrin, Trazodone, whatever, and they put you on these drugs. And once you go down that road, you just get worse and worse because all it does is medicate people further. And then they end up feeling so badly, they start medicating, self-medicating with alcohol or pot, and then they get arrested for a DUI or, you know, and it gets worse and worse because these problems are never addressed. People like you are the reason I do this, is to say, you know, you've got to find, I got to say this, as natural a diet as possible, get rid of junk in your diet.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that has helped me. There's all kinds of alternative medical treatments out there, but there's nothing in the mainstream medicine that's going to work. And detox is a huge, huge part of this, believe me.
And balance that alkaline level in your body, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's all about food, and it's all about diet, and I think you'll start to feel better. A lot of people don't want to make that changeover, but, you know, staying on those drugs is not going to be a positive thing, I can assure you.
Are you still in Missouri these days, Joy?
I am. Yes, I am. And you know, one thing I wanted to thank you for is when I was traveling around, I would be listening on the CB radio a lot at night, and the truckers, I want to do a shout out to the truckers because they listened to you, and it was amazing. I would hear after the show at night, I'd hear these truckers talking about the show and how finally they had an answer. They knew why they were sick or what to do about it. And I just got to thank you for that because that has helped so many people. One time I came on, I heard these truckers talking, and I came on and I said, hey, this is Nightingale, Breaker 19. And I said, I'm that nurse you were talking about. It was just on George's show. And
I love it.
He said, how dare you? You aren't that nurse. Don't do that. It was really funny. So
did you convince him you were who you are?
Yeah, it was so funny.
That is cool. How close did you come to some of the tornadoes out there?
45 minutes away.
Oh, man, it was devastating.
Oh, it's bad. This is not like anything we've ever seen before. These are the new and enhanced, the tornadoes on steroids. I've been around tornadoes all my life, but this is like unbelievable.
I was in St. Louis for 6 weeks in the early part of the spring this year because, as you know, Joyce, springs in Missouri and falls are the best anyplace.
Oh, yeah.
And the weather was atrocious. It was cold. It was rainy. I think out of the 6 weeks I was there, I had 4 days of what was nice weather.
Oh, my goodness.
And nothing. Yeah. It was gone. So I came back to Los Angeles. I've been here. I'm going back to St. Louis next week. I'm at the Health the Freedom Expo in Chicago, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. So I figured I didn't want to go from L.A. to Chicago. That's a long flight. So I'm going to go to St. Louis, do my Friday night show there next week, and then go to Chicago, do the speech, and then go back to St. Louis and try to recoup a little bit of the springtime before I come back to L.A. again.
Well, I hope it's not summer by the time you get there, because it is here. It's 90-some degrees.
Is it really?
Yeah,
well,
it's 90-some degrees.
You're not too far from St. Louis, as you know. So
no, I bet the Mighty 550 will be glad to see you.
Yeah, I'm going to drop in and see all those folks. Gosh, we started doing shows in 1997, didn't we?
Yeah, long, long time ago.
God, can you believe it?
Yeah, you were the only one that carried the interest with this that was willing to believe me, because at that time, you know, people were just attacking me over and over again. How dare she say this? You know, what's wrong with her? And how dare she challenge the government and the Department of Defense? And you said, wait a minute, no, there's got to be something to this, because you're hearing from too many vets that were sick.
That's right.
And what has turned out to not be true that I said? I mean, literally, unfortunately, everything has turned out to be true.
I bet you wish you were wrong.
Oh, man, prove me wrong, somebody. Please prove me wrong. You know, one thing I do need to correct, I said 50% of the vets that returned. I don't mean that. I mean 50% had STDs that I had been talking to that had come to me.
Okay.
So that's a subclass of that group. I don't want to...
Good. Woo, because I thought that would have been a lot of people.
I know, and I apologize for that, too.
All right. And, well, you know, what I saw in you, Joyce, I saw someone who was out like I was to try to get to the truth. That's it. You don't want to knock the troops. You don't want to knock our country. All you want to do is get to the truth. And, you know, people have to understand that governments are run by a lot of crooked people who are out to manipulate, control, do things for themselves. And it's getting worse. You know, the Patriot Act, it's been renewed now, you know, and, I thought we'd get rid of that eventually. It just keeps coming on, doesn't it?
It looks like there's an agenda, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Back to the phones. We'll go to, we got a Skype line going in Lake City, Florida. Alfredo's with us. Hey, Alfredo, thanks for getting through. Go ahead.
Hi, George, and hi, Joyce. I was going to ask you guys a question. My father, he has, he's been in the war back in the day, and he's Cuban. But whenever the missile crisis came, we were trying to get him the American citizenship, and the VA won't give him permission to get his citizenship. And I was trying to see if there was a way we can pass that and saying, okay, he was in the Army, he was a lieutenant colonel, and
what you can do is go to GulfWarVets.com, go on the blog there, and start asking other vets some questions. You know, Joyce is not an expert in citizenship.
But you know what? There is a huge website. I had a guy on the show. There's a huge website out there for veterans that are not citizens will promise citizenship. Go to that website. They've got some legal help there.
Is that a big issue?
Oh, it's a huge issue. Thousands of veterans from Mexico were promised if they would come and serve in our military or many other foreign countries, not just Mexico. If you'll come here, you will get to be a citizen.
Automatically, I guess.
Yeah. And so find that website. I don't remember what it is right now, but it's out there.
Wow. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
They promised them citizenship. So they served and they never got it?
Correct. They didn't get it and they're being deported now.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible story.
What happened to common sense, Joyce?
Well,
what happened to honesty? What happened to, you know what? I don't need a contract. I'll shake your hand. You give me your word.
Oh, is so far gone, it seems like, in most people's minds. You know, one day I was driving, and I don't want to say where in Missouri, but a highway patrolman stopped me. And I thought, oh, my, what have I done? What have I done? And he said, I am so sorry, ma'am, for stopping you. He said, I could get fired for what I'm about to do. And I thought, what is he going to do to you?
What's he going to do to you? Yeah.
And he said, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. I just had to stop you. At the time, I had a sign on my car that said American Gulf War Veterans Association. And he pulled me over, red light and siren. And he said, ma'am, I got to ask. And he starts breaking down into tears. He said, my baby was born deformed. He said, nobody at the VA will talk to me about it. Nobody will give me any answers. He said, we don't have anything like this in our family. Is there any way, can you give me any information? And he was willing, that man was willing to get fired from his job just to have somebody talk to him. I mean, I was just astounded. And so I gave him some direction and an organization to go to for families with deformed children as a result of the Iraq War, because, gosh, you know, I mean, Iraq really has a problem now. I mean, Iraq has more of a problem of deformities than we do over here as a result of depleted uranium. But he just desperately wanted some help. I mean, they'll go to any extent because nobody will talk to them.
Do you remember it was back around Christmas of 2003, I think, and I'm doing a Toys for Tots campaign for the Marines in St. Louis. And a vet comes up to me from the Gulf War, from the 91 war, and he gives me a little note, and he starts crying, and he's slurring his words, and he said, just please get that to Nurse Riley for me, and we sent you that little letter. It was just about him and what happened to him out there, how he had gone in, and he was fine, and he came out, and something was wrong with him. And he just didn't know, and he was crying, and I'll never forget that episode, Joyce.
Wow, that made an impact on you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've probably got 1,000 letters from people like that. They pour their hearts into these letters and want somebody to listen. And there's just not a whole lot that I can do other than let them know and give them some validity to what's going on. And that's what that man wanted, I'm sure, from you, was just somebody, listen to me, I'm hurting so badly. And I need somebody to understand. I mean, and see, these Marines, they're scared to death to do this because they're supposed to be hoorah. They're supposed to be tough. They're not supposed to complain. They're supposed to buck up. And they can't even do a PT course anymore. And I'll never forget, this man called me at about 4 in the morning one day after doing an interview. I don't know how he got my number. And after being on the air with you, and he called and he said, ma'am, he said, I'm 25 years old. He said, I'm in a wheelchair. And he said, tonight you gave me my life back. I think I told you this once before.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he said, because, you know, I'm crippled. I can't walk anymore. And he said, they called me a bad Marine. And he said, tonight I know I'm not a bad Marine.
I think my producer Howard gave him your number. Remember Howard?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I think he gave it. I do. If I remember that.
But think what that did for him. All of a sudden now, you know, he's got an answer. And that's what people want. They just want to know. I swear, most of these people would go serve again. They would go
in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that's how. how that's the way I am. I mean, if you needed me and I, you know, and there was an invasion in this country, and you know, I would, if I couldn't get into my flight suit, probably, but I would try. I mean, that's what we want to do. We want to serve. We want to do the right thing. And it's all about caring. And I see more veterans caring for each other than I do the Department of Defense caring for them, unfortunately. And there's a guy named Dr. Doug Rocky, who is an amazing man, who is whistleblowing over the depleted uranium issue. He was a major, PhD major, and he is exposing some really sordid stuff from the DOD right now. And I wish him the very best, because, boy, are they targeting people that speak out on this subject.
And there was a medical doctor who was talking about it, too, at the time, wasn't there, years ago?
Oh, yeah, yeah, and several of them, most of them, if they were within the system, in the VA system, they were removed. They were either forced to retire or leave, or they all of a sudden had problems with their license or something. But the tragedy is that there's very few people speaking out. You know, when I was at, I had a physician from, San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Wilford Hall. I had a physician call me and say, I just want to tell you, keep doing what you're doing. And he said, I used to hate to hear your name. They'd bring in this video, they'd show me this, and they'd make me look and or talk about this Joyce Riley nurse thing that was talking about Gulf War illness. And I had to tell them the company line, look, there's no Gulf War illness. She's crazy. And you just need to, you know, get a grip on life. And he said, that's what I had to tell them. He said, until they made me watch a patient die that could have been treated because they didn't want anybody to know about the Gulf War illness. And he says, I'm calling you now as a retired colonel to tell you, don't stop doing what you're doing. I mean, but why? How can people not talk? Yeah. I have to speak out on this.
I wish that you were doing what you're doing now during the Vietnam War, too, Joyce, because I am convinced that if you saw people protesting against the troops or belittling them or calling them names when they came home, you would have said something about that.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. I absolutely I would have exposed as much as I could have, dioxin, Monsanto.
Agent Orange, that would have been your big topic, too.
Well, yeah, but Agent Orange, you know, like we didn't know what Agent Orange was going to do to these people. Oh, atomic veterans, if I'd been alive during that time, man, I would have been exposing how they tried to make these people stand there, watch the blast, and then brush them off with a broom like you can brush radiation off.
Or throw them in a shower. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Seventh-day Adventist experiment.
I guess they didn't know. They didn't know what it was. You know?
Yeah, right. They didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the troops didn't know.
No.
You know, and that's why the Nuremberg Code is being violated in the military. There should be no experimentation without consent. Seventh-day Adventists were used in experimental, horrible experiments.
They tested people over St. Louis. They tested Navy ships, sailors on ships. They dropped the chemicals down on them. Stay with us, Joyce. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to flip in just a moment and take final phone calls with you right here on Coast to Coast AM. That means you, Tom, in Modesto, California, folks in Boston, Chattanooga, Fort Collins, Colorado, Dennis, truck driving in Indiana. I'll try to get all of you in and more when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And on our next Coast to Coast program, Dr. Jack Pruitt joins us. It's called The Grandest Deception. His thoughts on ancient astronauts coming to planet Earth, much like Zechariah Sitchin. We'll be back with final phone calls with Nurse Joyce Riley on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, as promised, back to the calls. We'll pick it up, first of all, by going to Dennis, truck driving in Indiana. Hey, Dennis, go ahead.
Hi, George. Great show tonight.
Thank
Joyce,
you.
That was my mother's name. Beautiful name.
Thank you.
A person with whom I am close, and that's a closest I'll get to describing this person because I want to protect them, was an EA medical person in the first Persian Gulf War. Came back, started feeling bad, started feeling so bad they thought they were going to die, started feeling so bad they thought they wished they could die. Was seeing their doctor, was referred to a specific physician at the VA, received, I believe it was a shot. They asked the VA doctor what it was they were given, and they had a top secret security clearance, was told they couldn't know what it was, asked what they had. They were told they couldn't know what they had. But the shot miraculously cured this person.
Wow, that's, I wish I knew what it was, and I wish we had more of it, is all I can say. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, you know, it's just, I don't know why this person was treated. It sounds like a lot of people go untreated.
Oh, hundreds of thousands go untreated, that's for sure.
Probably testing the antidote on him.
Maybe.
Yeah, so,
I happen to believe, I believe very strongly that they have, for certain people, answers. Is all I know, but I mean, I can't prove that, but I do believe that when I see certain people getting better, I have to wonder, but the majority of people don't, for sure.
Let's go to West Virginia. Brenda is east of the Rockies. Hey, Brenda, you're on with Joyce Riley.
Yes, hello. I love your show, and Joyce, I'm so glad to hear from you tonight.
Thank you.
There are a lot of things here that we've been wondering about for a while. My husband was in Iraq in 95, 96. And came back with a respiratory illness. And we're having problems. He's then since lost his civilian job because he keeps getting bouts of bronchitis and pneumonia. Couldn't stay well. He runs low-grade fevers all the time. Then recently he was forced out of the military because he became a heat casualty. He was supposed to go to Kuwait, and he got rear-deaded, and then they put him out just last month. We're trying to find out how we can get a diagnosis for what he has, because the only insurance we have now is through the VA. And since we're trying to get his disability increased, he's at 20% disability right now, VA disability. They are putting him through CNP testing. And they're saying now there's nothing wrong with his lungs. They're showing his x-rays. They're perfectly clear, perfectly normal. And we know this not to be true because he's on inhalers. Why are they sending him boxes full of inhalers every so many months? And, you know, we're like, we know there's something wrong. And I just recently heard that there has to be a biopsy done to show where this toxic burn dust, because he was in close proximity to the burn pits over there with no kind of breathing apparatuses whatsoever, was had to stand out there guard duty for several hours a day and breathe this stuff. And we also just recently found out that he does have something wrong with his heart, and they're still in the process of doing some. And he's 49 years old and was very healthy before he went there.
Well, let me just say, now this is a classic example of somebody that's been thrown to the wind, basically departed from the military with only 20% compensation, which if you're not able to function in the military, you certainly need to be given more than 20%. They will send them home, George. I can't believe this. They will send them home with drugs after drugs after drugs.
Mm-hmm.
They will send them in the mail, like she just said, inhalers in the mail. Because that all they do is just barely keep them functioning. And this is criminal, because they do require a biopsy. And, of course, you've got to fight with a VA to be able to get a biopsy to prove that you've got the bronchiolitis.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that what they're doing to these people and putting them through this is beyond belief. An example of one guy that I'm working with right now, he urinates only one time a day now. And he's got blood in his urine. And they're telling him there's nothing wrong with him, and they won't treat him for anything. I mean, the guy's going to die. But this is how criminal it is in the VA system. But what are your options? Go to Gulf4Vets.com and see if there's somebody there that you can identify with and work with. But I tell people, start an IG investigation. Get your representative involved, your U.S. representative involved. That's what this young man did that was only urinating once a day. And he had him actually go to the VA and hear what they were saying. So there's some options, but you're going to have to reach out, and it's going to be a hard road because they don't want to give compensation. They want everybody to have a mental diagnosis so they don't have to give a physical compensation.
Thanks, Brenda. Joyce, the doctors who work there, how much do they get paid? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. Probably not as much as in the mainstream, but that's, irrelevant.
Right, Right. Let's go to Boston. Joe's with us. Is this you, Joe?
Hey, George. How you doing?
There you go. Good.
Hey, Joyce, how you doing? Joe, I've got two things. That lady needs an independent doctor.
Joe is blind, by the way, Joyce,
yeah,
just
Joyce
so you
knows
know.
Me. We've talked for on and off, in and out. And Joyce, I'd like to help. If anything I can do, can you make those documents available to me and send them to me in like a foot or six-inch packages and I can give them out? I would. And what about Mark Kelly? Tell us what happened about Gabby, because I sent her some nice things as a gesture of kindness. If
so
you can
answer to the documents. Yeah, you can call me at the Power Hour tomorrow. It's 877-GOLF-VET, and I'll see if I can get you some documents that you might, and some videos, some Beyond Treasons that you can hand out. That's even the better thing, I think. And on the Gabby Giffords thing, I really don't want to get into that because that's totally off the subject, and we're just investigating it now. But it's just some things that don't make sense. And again, don't blame me for questioning things, you know, I say, because I've been told so many lies, I'm not buying them anymore. And I'm going to check out everything.
You check it all out first.
Thank you, Joe.
Good for you. All right, next up we go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's Blake's turn on Coast to Coast. Blake, go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Blake.
Hi, George. I want to say that real quickly, I've been listening for a long time, and I want to, you know, thank Joyce for everything she's doing for our country. And one of my friends, Larry, he was a victim of our government, because he came back from, you know, served and came back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and fell victim to PTSD and committed suicide.
Oh, sad.
Sometime last year. But my question is, I still love my country to death, and not necessarily my government, but I love my country to death and I love my nation. And my question to Joyce is, for somebody like me, and I'm 32 years old, and I've been listening to Coast since I was about 13. What would be my best course of action to serve my country? And I'm thinking about military service, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Sure.
Well, thank you for that question, but I can't answer that. You've got to do what your heart tells you to do. I would say before you join the military, look at Beyond Treason. I just want you to get the other side of the information and make that decision. I personally would not rejoin the military based on the fact that I have to take too many unknown vaccines and experimental drugs. So that's not an avenue for me. My avenue, my mission right now is just to keep doing what I'm doing, and that is doing the research so that people will want to hear what I have to say, because I got to tell you, George, people are hungry for this information, whether it's anything else on Coast to Coast or it's this subject. People are hungering. They want to know about MKUltra. They want to know about the mind control that's been done. They want to know about the experiments like you were talking about with St. Louis, when the U.S. government literally just did sprayed bacteria. They created diseases in mosquitoes with viruses and admit to that. Jesus. People want to know about it because they're finally fed up and they're saying, okay, give it to me. Give me the bottom line. I want to know where we stand. And I think it's the people in the federal positions that are going to have to do the answering, not me any longer, because people know that this is true. Hundreds of thousands of our military have been experimented upon and compromised, made ill, and died. And then they tell them it's PTSD. Whether it is or not, that's always what they're told, which is so unfair to the troop and to the family.
Do you know if the Italian documentary producer that we talked about, Mazzucco, does he speak English?
Oh, very well.
Okay, good. So he'd be a good guest?
Oh, my gosh. He will be one of the best. You people, you will not believe what this guy is going to tell you and what he has put together from historical documentation. It puts it all together. You're going to love him.
Let's go to Modesto, California. It's Tom's turn. Hi, Tom. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, George.
Sure.
Joyce, I want to thank you very much for everything that you're doing. Are you aware of the drug called Larium? It's being given to soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yes, for malaria?
Yes.
Yeah.
The British military figures that one in 124 people are badly affected by it. I was taking Larium when I was in the Middle East, flying, you know, in and out of King Khalid Military City, and I began experiencing not only horrific nightmares and oppressive depression, but when I got back, my wife noticed that I couldn't walk straight. I walked leaning over, and I fell frequently. After years of talking with doctors and trying to find out what happens or what has happened, I ran into somebody here in California that runs an internet site called lariuminfo.com, I believe it is. And it turns out the larium is it's a neurotoxin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's caused absolutely devastating damage to people. It's thought to be the leading cause of suicide of veterans.
Jeez.
Either in the field, in Iraq, Afghanistan, and at home. There's been a number of cases at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, Fort Bragg, where veterans who have had no psychological problems whatsoever, I mean, other than, you know, what's normal coming from a battlefield like, you know, that theater, where they've acted normally and suddenly had a psychotic break. A number of them were killed by civil or military police because they simply went nuts.
Yeah, and let me just add, this is one of a huge travesty. I'm so glad you brought this up, and I'm so sorry, Tom, that you're affected by this. This drug, larium, which is given for prevention of malaria, but really nobody understands why they're doing it, because there are alternatives to larium that don't give you those problems, but they cost a little bit more. See, CBS News 60 Minutes did the dark side of larium, which it showed exactly what you're talking about. You were a rated person, were you, during the military? Were you flying, Tom?
Yes, that's correct.
And, you know, and to have a rated person, you know, when they care about every aspirin you take, and to put a rated person with flying status on this drug is just unconscionable. But you're right. These people are flipping out. They're killing people, killing their loved ones. We've talked about that on Coast to Coast before. It's neurotoxin. And why they're doing it, nobody understands, because there's other alternatives to it.
Listen to some of the side effects of larium. On websites, it says unusual dreams, thoughts of hurting or killing yourself,
mm-hmm.
feeling that others want to harm you, hallucinogenic. My God, violent behavior. Why do they give people this stuff?
Nobody knows. This does not make any sense. Do you know what they're treating people in the VA with now? They're giving them ecstasy.
No.
Yes.
Horse tranquilizers that they have in clubs.
Go to VA, put in the search engine, VA hospital research and ecstasy. I cannot tell you how much they've been giving of ecstasy. And look at the side effects of that. You know, when I'm back on again, I'd love to talk about this veteran that I spent hours in a prison with him talking about this very thing. He killed his family. But to hear his story and to understand where he was coming from and what happened. I mean, these stories are happening every day. And people like Tom being given larium, what in the world for? I mean, first of all, it's risk versus benefit. But then if there's another drug that you could give, why not?
The fact that he killed his family, is he aware of it? Does he show remorse now or what?
Oh, the man is almost
devastated.
That he does not know that he did it.
He does not know.
And that is the overwhelming side of the story that I get is,
jeez,
I know they're dead and they told me, but I don't know that I did it. He said, and he's just sick. He was, this child and his wife were everything to him. And to to spend that time, though, in that prison with his attorney and to talk to him, because we couldn't find out where he was or what had happened to him or what drug, and that's what we were, you know, investigating. And I was able to videotape him. They gave me permission to videotape him. And you will not believe what it's like to have somebody kill the people they love the most and not even know or understand that how it happened. They know they did it, and, of course, they're just, I mean, literally, he's just destroyed.
They don't understand
why. He can barely talk.
I know. It is truly bizarre.
But there's lots of people like that. One just occurred the other day, and they're usually under the influence many times of some type of drug, either like Valium or the SSRI drugs.
Joyce, you're onto something there, too. Give out your websites.
GulfWarVets.com. Go to Beyond Treason. If you want to get a copy of the documentary, I'll give it to you, vets, at no charge. Just contact me. Please write or fax or something. And ThePowerHour.com.
You got it. Joyce, thanks again for being on the program.
Oh, thank you so much for being a stand-up guy and a vet. Thanks.
You got that right. Always a pleasure talking to you. Talk to her probably about 13 years ago, and she's on as often as possible. I mean, all she wants to do is get to the bottom of all of this. And believe me, there are some serious problems and issues out there. Well, make sure you're part of our next Coast to Coast program, because for Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasur, Stephanie Smith, Ross Mitchell, George Nappy, and Punnett and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.